Right now, it's time to have a chat to Kieran Maher. Good morning to you, Kieran. Good to see you have runners today in a variety of venues. Rose Hill, a few there at Flemington, even one to go at Kembla. And we might start with the nice, exciting colt you've got in the first race, Igniting. Gee, it was pretty impressive on debut. How's he done since?
Yeah, he's done really well. He just had an easy week after he ran, and then he's had a couple of nice gallops at Rose Hill, and he seems really well.
He just looked a little bit green at his debut, and I suppose he was only off one trial there, Kieran, so he should improve.
Yeah, he's a big raw horse, and I thought he improved a lot from that trial to the race, and he had to do it the tough way, being drawn where he was, covered ground, and I thought he still got through the line really well. And I think he's come on again from that, and both physically and mentally. And, yeah, the form of that race has obviously stood up really well. So, he's an exciting colt.
Your other runner in Sydney is All Too Royal. You find another lovely race for him. I know he got an uncontested lead at Canterbury and maybe was a little flattered, but that could well happen again here today.
Yeah, I thought the race before his last start, I thought it was quite a strong race, and they sort of gapped the field, and he was a bit unlucky there not to win. And I thought he franked that form last start. And he's just a horse in a good vein of form that's sort of getting through his grades. And like you said, the race maps well today. Gets him with a nice claim, gets him with a nice weight. And, yeah, he's pretty well, that horse. He seems to be, you know, growing in confidence each start.
Flemington, you've got a couple of three-year-olds in race four, Royal Performance and Dream Big, showing ability.
Royal Performance is a very progressive horse. I think he, you know, out to the 2000 today, I thought he was very good last start, and I thought he closed off as good as anything in the race, and I thought it was a reasonably strong form race. I think out to the 2000, it should be ideal for him today. He should get a nice run. And Dream Big probably doesn't have quite as good a turn of foot, so that horse will be forward in the race and be, you know, it's probably a good each-way chance.
You got Ka-Ching in race six. He was okay first up. How's he come on?
Yeah, I thought he got through the line well. I've seen him off the track there before. He's bright as a button today. So, if he gets a nice enough run, you know, I think Damien really suits him. And, yeah, he wasn't surprised.
Race eight, Jerildre Letter, ex-Tasmanian. Jerildre Letter. You there, Kieran?
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, got me. It's in race eight, Jerildre Letter, ex-Tasmanian, on pace winner at Warrnambool.
Yeah, we just dropped him back in class and, you know, to get a bit of confidence. He hadn't won a race for a while, and the horse looks absolutely super. Adam Trinder, he owns most of him and sent him over in great order. And yeah, so the race, there's a bit of speed in this race today, so it's not straightforward as it was the other day. He's going to have to do, he's going to have to do a little bit of work early, or he's going to have to ride for luck a little bit. But the horse is really well and definitely come on.
You got Black Sail there. Also should be in the finish.
Yeah, he seems to always be in the finish. He's pretty consistent. He doesn't like to win by a margin, but he's definitely in good order. He'll roll forward, and he's a tough bit horse.
What about Rudiger in the last first up since the Palmerston Sprint? What do you say about him?
I don't mind him, actually. He's a horse that seems to be working really well. Seems nice and bright and sharp. So I wouldn't say go there and win, but I'd say he'll run a race today.
Okay. You did have a couple at Kembla. Welcome to Sydney, barriers 19 and 20. I think you decided to decided to run Russian Romeo.
Barriers, obviously, you need a bit of luck there, but he's a horse in good, I think, the extra triple suit, and his work was pretty sharp on Tuesday.
Okay. Did you go the early crow with Dubis like the rest of the population the other day?
No, I never do. I was trying to find the people that did and let them know what they cost me. But no, he was a bit stiff, but you know, he's a good, strong colt, and, you know, he's a pretty casual horse, so I may even toy with set of blinkers heading into the slipper.
Okay, so full steam ahead for the slipper. He's showing signs that he'll cope with all that.
Yeah, as I said, he's a very casual horse and takes everything in his stride. He's at Aquas up there in Queensland at the moment. He'll have an easy week and maybe a week on the Water Walker, and then we'll get him back down to Sydney and maybe the Skyline or the Todman. But he's certainly in really good order.
Okay, beauty. When do you officially move into Warwick Farm?
Hopefully before the Classic sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's our plan. And just got to do a few little maintenance things to the stable. But that's the plan at this stage.
How many do you hope to have early days in Sydney?
Oh, the stable. It's a stable of 30, so I'd say we'll fill that reasonably quickly. And just build the team and systems around that. And really excited. We've got a healthy little record in Sydney, so I'm keen to get to consolidate and build on that.
Yeah, well, hopefully you can do that today with a couple of good chances. Good luck.
Hopefully. Cheers.